Okay, you ready for the next one? All right, the item one will be to open the public hearing for the sanitary sewer special service district final budget, and to then adopt that final budget for the sanitary sewer special district fiscal year 2022 and 2023. And we need to go ahead and have a roll call for this public hearing and meeting.
Barbara Patterson.
Marie Doherty.
TJ Mitchell.
Brandon Stanger.
Anna Stanton.
Gary Tidler.
Okay. Dennis, any comments on the SSSSD?
The 4SD, 4SD, yes. This is for the Clearfield area, and this year, I was just looking it up now.
Do you mean Cranefield?
Clearfield area?
Do you mean Cranefield?
Cranefield. Did I say Clearfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not clear on that, but I was craning for it. And sorry about that. Not funny at all. Thank you very much for clarifying that. If you check the budget, we will be paying more back to the sewer fund. This fund still owes about $270,000 to the sewer fund. So in this next year's budget, we're looking at paying back $30,000. And we're able to do that because there are more residents out there, and the revenue is sufficient to cover that. So it's positive. We had anticipated at some point in time, when there was a certain number of residents, then the fees would pay for the cost of operations plus the payback, and we're getting to that point now. A little at a time, but it's getting there. And you'll be asked at your next meeting to approve another subdivision area out there, so they're still in building. And it covers all the costs. Our public works personnel cover the activities out there. It's just a few hours a day, but there's a little bit of cost involved. So it's been a good function, and we haven't had a lot of problems that I'm aware of out there. At this point in time, the pump is, we talked about the pump before because of the annexation, so you're probably well aware of the pumping capacity. We don't need an extra pump right now, but you know, that depends what happens in the near future or the far future, and the possibility of doing it is there. The box itself, or the containment area where the fluid comes in, whatever you want to call that, the entry area, is pretty good size. I don't know if you've been out and had the chance to go out and take a look at that. If you haven't, you ought to. Not that you want to see what's floating out there, just to go out and see the facility.
I've seen it, it's beautiful.
But it's a nice little building and a good facility. So anyway, just thought you'd like to know that. You're invited to go out, just let me know, we'll take a trip.
Bring a swimsuit. All righty, anybody have any questions or comments for Dennis?
Does it cover all of Cranefield, every single home?
I'm sorry?
Does it cover every single home in Cranefield? I can't remember if I've been told that or not.
Yes.
In Cranefield it does.
It's every single Cranefield home. Okay.
Yes, plus one building outside of Cranefield that is in the county.
Yeah, the one homeowner.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and seeing no one from the public to speak to this, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. And now look for a motion to adopt Resolution 1-22 SSD.
I move that we adopt Resolution 0122 SSD to adopt the Clinton City Sanitary Sewer Special Service District final budget for fiscal year 22-23.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. And roll call starting with Council Member Stanton.
Yes.
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 Okay. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Kristen's on her way.
You guys
10 hours.
Hit the jackpot. Three meetings.